Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10:10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, take in the life-giving breath of God. Hold. Gently. Before we take our 2nd deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space, into the sanctuary of the soul. And let us be intentional. For the next 9 or 10 minutes, that we are going to be consciously connecting with the source of all that is, the ground of being. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our 3rd and final deep breath in, let us be cognizant that this is something that we are doing for ourselves, that we are refreshing our souls and nurturing our spirit. Inhale. Gently, slowly. My psalm for you this morning is Psalm 83, Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. O great Creator, do not keep silence. Do not withhold your peace or be still, O giver of life. For fear is rampant in the world. Those who rule by oppression rise up with power. They lay deceptive plans against the people. They consult together against freedom and justice. Crafty words belie intent as thousands reap dire consequences. Nations go to war and the innocent suffer. Yes, they conspire with one accord. Against love, they make a covenant. No institution is free from this insidious arm of corruption, at home and in fields afar. Who will succor the homeless, the orphans, the starving, those cast aside by decisions based on greed? Who will speak up on their behalf? Let all with faith-filled hearts rise up with love. Clothe us in the dress of your peace and the stronghold of your mercy, that we might bear the power of love. Let us walk in shoes of integrity and don the mantle of truth. Let us shed the tatters of envy and fear, the rags of anger and greed, and say, we shall seek only the truth which will set us free. O beloved, let all that is unholy within us be cleansed, erased as chalk from a slate. As fire consumes the forest, as the flame reaches up to the heavens, let the refining fire of your love reach into the hidden places within open hearts. Forgive us and let the deep regret of our souls rise up as contrite offerings. Let the people seek your word. Let the nations turn from violence and destruction. Let them know that you alone, you who reign with love, are the most high over all the earth. Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute reality, Mother, Father, God. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, asking that love reigns uppermost in our hearts. For we know that perfect love casts out all fear. There is a contagion of fear that seems rampant and rife at the moment. Let our hearts be settled in love, that we may remember who we are and whose we are, that we may feel your love surrounding, enfolding, protecting, and keeping us in all times, in all places, in all situations. Let us walk with integrity, in dignity, knowing that we are children of the Most High God, that we can open our hearts to express the truth of our being, the truth of who we are, that as children of the Most High God, we are here to be beacons of light and love. So let us radiate brightly our light and our love out into a world that is being filled with fear and fueled with division. That selfishness is rampant within the hearts of men at this time. Let us hold in their hearts all those who are affected by the coronavirus. Let us hold in our hearts that peace, that sensibility, that calm will prevail. And for those that are suffering, may they feel and recover. For yours is the deathless self-existent spirit that resides in us all. So for the people that are in fear and panic and behaving at the most basest of levels, touch their hearts, that they come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, humankind, and that we are wired for love and connection to help and support one another. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For everything that is happening across our world, the people in our country still suffering from the effects of floods, who are out of their homes, the people across the globe who are having to move to find safety in refugee camps, risking life and limb to find safety for themselves and their families, for those who are starving, suffering from the effects of drought, for those who are seeking new places, suffering from the effects of fires, for everything that is happening across our globe that we are not even aware of at this time. Our hearts are filled with love and compassion for it all. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Let us remember to completely and continuously center ourselves in you. That we may always come back to the remembrance that we are one with you and one with all that you are and one with each other. That we may live, move, and have our being operating from that understanding and awareness. That we know that what is good for us is good for all. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. in our individual wants, needs, and desires. It is written, it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So I surrender them to you now, whatever they may be, individually and collectively, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. May we come out of this time of confusion, panic, and fear, and know that we are all held, supported by your grace, by your love, by your infinite intelligence. For all that is, for all that is yet to be, we leave in your hands now and give you glory and praise for your continuous unfoldment in our lives. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
Now let us say our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in and let these words resound within your being. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.